What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I was just wondering, what are the sources of your the news that you read up front?
Do you have direct sources,
or do you just take it off the internet?
I basically pull it from a variety of sources like Russia Today, Press TV, the Electronic Intifada, and, you know, I'll do a little bit of a rewrite so I'm not just, you know, reading their stuff over the air, which is a tacky no-no.
Yeah, that was one of the things when I worked in the industry that bothered me, when I'd rip the wires in the morning and I'd look at the reports and I'd say, I wonder who fed the wire services, because they're feeding the rest of the news broadcasting or print circulation outlets. And that always bothered me. There was no name on them. And we know now, or at least I know, I've looked back in history and found that a lot of the international wire services were staffed by intelligence agencies or agents who were very often double agents, but they were just feeding the propaganda. So I'm very wary of taking anything off the internet unless it has a name attached to it so I can know the agenda of the person who fed that information into the wire feed. But anyway...
Well, you know, if there's a primary source here, like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I mentioned his name earlier in the program.
I used him too. Yeah, I've sent his comments to other people to enlighten them. But he's a local guy, and we know who he is. We know his background. He's very open about who he is, who he's worked for, and so it's easy to extrapolate what his agenda might be. And I tend to trust his observations. But yes, the International Wire Service, Electronic Intifada, highly biased.
Yes.
RT, very likely highly biased, and on. So
I would disagree on Russia Today. They seem to be pretty fair and balanced, and they're definitely one of my go-to sources. Electronic Intifada, yes, of course it's biased. It's very much biased in favor of the Palestinian cause, but you know that going in.
Yes, well, of course. I mean, my being a Palestinian or from that area, well, actually, I am a Palestinian because I was born in the only time that a Palestine existed under the British mandate, and I had Palestinian citizenship, something that no one else can actually say either prior to or subsequent to the British mandate. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask is, I was a little upset yesterday. It's the reason I stopped calling in for months. I can listen to other people call in, and like the guy who feeds you information, you seem to think it's true, and then he tells you, that's not true, that was just a joke. And you tolerate him.
Yeah,
that's a little annoying. It's very annoying, especially when yesterday, when I was talking about Netanyahu and riots, and then you said, well, Netanyahu's not able to control, he allows the riots, he's not able to control them. Then you cut me off before allowing me to finish the thought that I was trying to make, the point that I was trying to illustrate. Netanyahu tolerates riots from the Israelis. It is the Palestinians, or those who have now become the group called Palestinians, that he shoots down and torments with electrical blasts, sound waves, poisonous gases, all manner of things. So yes, he needs to have riots going out over the international media so he can have some verification that he's, quote, a democracy where he tolerates riots, but they are very controlled riots. So that is not really, and that wasn't fair for you to cut me off like that. You've done it repeatedly.
Well,
I'll make appointments.
Well, I cut you off when we ran out of time.
Okay, you could have held me over. Or at least
all
let
right,
me
next
make
time I'll hold you over.
That a lot of the police in North America used to be very, very good servants to their communities. In the 1980s and 90s, they were taken to Israel for training on how to control riots.
Yes.
And that was the other point I was trying to make. So that police themselves have been, and again, it's primarily because of the United Nations and their, what was their special cities that came out under Loretta Lynch when she was the AG for under Obama. They had this, this, it was all, even beyond Agenda 21, it was far beyond that, but you know, it's very discouraging. I feel like a fool. Every time I that happens, I make a point, you contradict me, then cut me off, and I say, damn, I'll never call in again. I end up looking like a blathering idiot. Now, someone yesterday, I have, you know, asked what was my opinion on what should be done with regard to the vaccinations. I thought he made some wonderful points. What I would add to what he said is that we are now called a mobocracy. And we're also in almost in a state of nihilism, which of course comes from the word annihilate. And yes, one of the best sources for describing what nihilism or nihilism is Mikhail Bakunin, who was a rabid opponent of Karl Marx. So look him up, B-A-K-U-N-I-N. His comments are absolutely marvelous. But we are in a state of almost nihilism, more than simply fascism. It's far more dangerous and far more destructive to the whole. Anyway, yeah. I think I've made my point. In response to, I think it was Mitchell from Tennessee, in response to his question, I can't advise anybody else. I'm not off. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the expertise. The reason I listen to your show or other shows is because I'm hoping somebody else does have a proposal. However, what I can say is that on my own behalf, if a vaccine becomes mandatory, I am absolutely going to refuse. They will have to prove that they own my body, not simply pass legislation saying that everybody has to do it. If they are going to advocate the right of a woman to control her body in order to slaughter a helpless fetus, then they also have to prove that they own my body, that I am chattel or cattle, whichever they want to classify me as, and then state, we're going to inoculate you the same as we do with chickens or cows or any other animal that's in our paddocks or in our barns. So unless they can provide a law reversing human rights declarations and foundations, they're going to have to prove that they own my body and I do not. They cannot inject me with something that I do not consent to, where they have not revealed every single element within it. And besides, the last vaccine I had was the smallpox vaccine, which outrageously, I was given a quadruple dose when I was only an 8 or 10 month old baby. So obviously, yes, I came down with the lesser version of smallpox. Since then, I have had no vaccines, and I'm now 75 years old. Not one single vaccination have I had since then. And I have not been to my doctor's office or in 7 years. I have not been in a hospital since 1994 for a minor procedure that did not resolve the issue that was supposed to be resolved. And in 1994, I said, that's it. Never again will I walk into one of these filthy institutions that is really just a breeding ground for pathogens. So I've vented.
Yes.
Thank you for the courtesy of letting me have my say. And as I said, I can't speak for other people, but I personally feel that I own my body, male or female. The same principle of women being, yes, the ones who can determine what happens to their bodies applies to men as well. If they don't want a vaccine, they should be. They have the right under all laws that exist both, mm-hmm, internationally and I think within the U.S. So best wishes to everyone. Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And, you know, I avoid vaccines, but some years ago when I had my pneumonia, they gave me a bunch of shots. I'm not even sure what they were. And there's one doctor I've been talking to who thinks this autoimmune disorder I'm dealing with may have been a vaccine adverse reaction here. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mitchell in Memphis, your ears must be burning after Layla's call. What's on your mind today?
I'd like to thank Layla. That was very honest of her, very truthful. She maintained she didn't have solutions, but she gave a very good one. Maybe it's time for we the people to engage in a little lawfare, class action lawfare. Just move it in the other direction, go after them. Anyway, I appreciate that. Speaking also to Layla's comments, she was talking about the problem of we the people don't have ability to get absolute truth.
Yes.
Which begs the question, I think in 2010, Jesse Ventura was being interviewed by Piers Morgan. I don't know what Jesse was using as he was plugging his book. I don't know what his sources were, but he claimed that 16 million times when the government was asked a question about what they were doing or such, they said, we can't tell you. Top secret. So
yes.
Even if one-tenth of what Jesse was saying was true, we still have a problem. And it begs the question, how can we be an informed electorate if there's no way to know where the truth is? Everybody knows that you can't depend on what's going to happen in this election. I'm just dreading it. I ride a bicycle all over Memphis, Tennessee, and I know after that election, I've got to lay low for probably a week because I could get shot just because
yes.
of the results of that election. Mike, I want to move over to something that you said real quick. You were talking about the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Thank you, Layla, by the way. You were talking about the Supreme Court. I pulled this down real quick. The number of justices on the Supreme Court changed six times before settling at the present total of nine in 1869. I went to the census. I think they do it every 10 years or so, but the 1860. Let's go to 1860 census in the United States of America. It was composed of 31 million people. That's basically for each Supreme Court, nine Supreme Court justices. So each Supreme Court justice, if you will represent 3.49 million people. In 2019, the total population is composed of 328 million individuals. Divided by nine gets you to 36 million. So, I mean, each Supreme Court judge would represent 36 million people. So it does look like that we could stand to use more Supreme Court justices.
There's a flaw in your argument. There's a flaw in your argument in that Supreme Court justices don't represent the people. They represent the Constitution.
I'm using the word not as a representative, like in a legislative body. I was just saying for every, is it giving the Supreme Court a systemic irrigation of power type of thing, or are they getting more and more power because the population is getting bigger? Is each individual judge gaining more and more power because of the increase of the size of the population?
I don't think the two are related. I think the court has gained more power because of their tendency to legislate from the bench, which I'm grateful to see that Amy Coney Barrett really doesn't support that, both in her statements and in her past rulings.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that in 1860, if they felt the need to have nine Supreme Court justices for 31 million people, would it stand to reason that perhaps we could use some more for 328 million people?
Well, I disagree with that. The reason they went to nine Supreme Court justices is previously they'd had eight, which kept locking up four and four split decisions. And so they decided we've got to have an odd number, with somebody who's going to break the tie. And that's why it's been nine ever since.
Okay, last thing I'll say on this topic. If I understand whichever party is not in, if you will, the catbird position, they don't want to do anything. It's like obviously the Republicans don't want to do anything about it now because they're in a position to appoint the new seats. What if would you agree to the idea of increasing the size of the Supreme Court, but we say that 10 years from this point it will increase to 17 Supreme Court justices? Would you like that idea?
No, I don't like that idea. I don't think we need more than nine Supreme Court justices. There's again, they're not representative of the population. They're representative of the Constitution and the rule of law, and that's pretty much stayed stable.
Okay, so you're set on nine.
I'm set on nine.
Good deal. Let's move over to something you talked about, a story that piqued my interest. I'm going to read something here, a summary, Upstander Project, and it says, "The doctrine of discovery established a spiritual, political, and legal justification for colonization and seizure of land not inherited by Christians. It had been invoked since Pope Alexander VI issued the papal bull," we're somewhere talking about 1493.
Yeah, I remember Alexander VI.
Right, and so, unfortunately, Thomas Jefferson looks like he gets a bad mark here. Says here in 1792, United States Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson declared that the doctrine of discovery would extend from Europe to the infant United States, as U.S. government, the doctrine and its legacy continue to influence American imperialism and treatment of indigenous peoples. Now, there's a guy out named Mark Charles who speaks a lot about this. Heard him on a TED Talk. He's out there in the Southwest. And this Doctrine of Discovery stuff, I can't remember, but it seems like there was a story a while back that you did about maybe Oklahoma where some indigenous people were getting some land back or something. I don't know. I can't remember. But I wanted to bring this up. Yesterday, you did a story about the military base. Let me go to my notes here. I got the Lunex Project conceptualized 1958. Let's see. They're talking about a military base on the moon. Now, everybody argues about, did we go to the moon or did we not go to the moon? I don't want to go there.
Well, I don't argue about it.
Do what? I know your position.
I don't argue about it. I worked on Apollo 12 post-mission.
So there it is. So what I'm saying, though, there is no dispute about the fact that we were shown a flag on the moon. Now, the way the Doctrine of Discovery works, back then, it was the big four, I guess, Portugal, Spain, France, and Britain or whatever. And they were told, you go to these new lands and you plant a flag, it's yours. We said, what about the people that live there? Don't worry. They're heretics. They don't matter.
We're lucky there. There's nobody living on the moon, although China's probe on the backside of the moon successfully planted and grew some corn plants and other seeds. And so technically, China just colonized the moon.
Well, that's what I was alluding to. Is this putting flags on the moon just continuation of this Doctrine of Discovery? You know, we found it first, and it's all ours. I mean, I've always had a problem with the United States of America, a government claiming 2.4 billion acres of land. That just bothers me that I can't go anywhere in this country and live for any length of time without having to pay a damn property tax. And it's getting to we do have people living here in this country without paying property tax. It's called the homeless.
Yes.
So it's happening anyway. And there is a hierarchy. There is a system of crude set of rules and understandings along these lines in a place called Slab City. So it's not just crazy chaos and mayhem in Slab City. It's tough living. It's a homeless community, an old abandoned Air Force base, but they do have some rules. But at any rate, I was just curious if this planting of the flag business was, are these people that want to gain territory for themselves, are they doing it on the moon and planets, other planets now?
To be very, very honest, there are certain practical limitations to having a military base on the moon. Maybe for optical telescopes and radio intercept stations, that might be acceptable if you can ignore the 1.2-second delay for the signals to get from Earth to the moon and back to Earth again. But certainly that far out, being able to launch any kind of munitions, it's going to be very easy to intercept them. There are, in fact, treaties against the weaponization of space. Unfortunately, as has been the U.S. history, they've walked away from them. They certainly did with the Strategic Defense Initiative, or Star Wars, where they started looking at putting weapons in space. We still don't know what that robotic space shuttle is doing up there in orbit. And we're seeing more and more anti-satellite weapons and, of course, the new Space Force. So... as far as the moon is concerned, it's not like the United States could enforce its dominion over our satellite.
Okay, that's interesting, Mike. The last thing I'd like to say, I called John Stadtmiller's show. I think he kind of called me out. He was angry about some things I've been saying. However, we talked on the phone. I had a conversation with him. He got very angry at me and told me not to call his show again. At the end of his show, he had a change of heart and invited me back. So to you, John Stadtmiller, I would like to continue our conversation. I've thought about some things. I might make some proposals, some ideas to you if you would like. I would like to call back the next couple of days, and I would like to talk to you some more, John. But at any rate, Mike, thank you, and thank you, Layla. I'm going to get off the phone now. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we got a bunch more phone calls waiting, but we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to put the calls off until after that. Venezuela has won a British court decision in the battle to get its gold back, and this is Maduro's government rather than the so-called alternate government of Juan Guaido. The big question is, does the Bank of England actually have the gold? We talked about that in America's Book of Secrets. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and we are going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, hello. Good
okay.
Day. Can you hear me?
There you are. I can hear you. You're
yeah,
on the air.
First, my God, I just want to send my condolences to Eddie Van Halen's family. One of the great guitar players of all time. I don't know if you heard.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, he was. I would rate him in the top five as a great guitarist. That's for sure. He was super guitarist.
Okay, we're having trouble hearing you again. Can you go back to the headset and off the speakerphone?
Hold on a minute, Mike.
Okay, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Try saying something. Hello? Yeah, I think we lost Tom. Okay, he dropped. All right, so let's go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I sent you a letter. I don't know if you might have received it yet, but it should have been there. Some time ago, I promised to send you a video of World Trade Center 7 collapse.
Yes.
I I put it on a SD card, micro SD chip, along with $20, and wrapped it in a silver foil chip bag.
I think I may actually have that here. Let's see. There's the micro SD card. I just haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. Well, now that you got it, and hopefully Google doesn't interrupt the feed here, your feed. But the thing about the video, there's a couple other videos on there too. It's a flash video.
Yes.
Which is kind of antiquated. I hope you can read it.
Yes.
I use Linux to put it on there. At any rate, the thing I wanted to say about the video is when it was first uploaded, there was some talk about, well, how come they reversed the picture? But that isn't what happened. What happened was, number one, it was up close and personal, and it was the other side of the building. And you can see the flashes in the windows when the penthouse collapsed. And you can hear them. And,
well, I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. And they got that little short clip of Giuliani saying, well, we decided to pull it.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a really short video. And being that it's flash video, I was originally intending on putting them on data CDs and handing them out. But by the time I got around it, well, my house burned down. I moved to Nome.
Oh,
blah, blah,
ouch.
Blah, blah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, but I was in front of the Homer City Council about 9/11 also. So I'm pretty sure that has something to do with my house burning down on my third day on vacation. But anyway, I swore I'd never buy land in any city ever again, period. End of story.
Yes.
I do have 3.5 acres out in outside Dillingham, which is unincorporated. So there's no taxes on that. At any rate, I hope you enjoy some of the other videos on there, too. And a couple of documents. I think they're PDFs. So,
well, I'll definitely be taking a look at that.
Super. I'm glad you got it. and let's hope things calm down over there in Nagorno-Karabakh.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it's a flashpoint that could easily turn into World War III. You know, definitely.
I kind of brought up that topic a while back in relation to Noah's Ark. But it's the same.
Well, we've got that Ark encounter over here a little ways over. Maybe we can commandeer that.
Okay. But, yeah, what Russia did to the Caspian Sea is an ecological horror. That's for sure. But Nagorno-Karabakh is a fight over oil also.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. You know, I can empathize with Layla because last week you allowed this guy from Memphis to come on here and make these very specious arguments. And one of them was how myself and another caller take up so much time, yet I just watched this guy take up 15 minutes about nonsense. And, you know, he complained, he was talking about John Statmuller. I listened to John's show, and John excoriated. Told him never call his show again. I never heard the part where John said, oh, yeah, come on, call me.
Yeah, but they kissed and made up later, so Miles, he'll be calling back into John's show.
Well, that's fine. That's good. But, you know, I could appreciate what Layla had said, you know, because I felt it was unfair. Somebody not only said, you know, made commentary, but used what I feel was, you know, derogatory language. I mean, it was a direct attack, you know, calling people mm-hmm. names. That doesn't happen very often on any of these shows. And so, you know, I think that was, you know, really interesting. And then, you know, he comes on today, and he took a real good amount of time and didn't think twice about it. But anyway, Michael, keep up the great show. You're always having a good show anyway, with or without anybody else. And have a great day.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to move to Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, first of all, I'd like to listen on the phone because if I get off the phone, I won't be able to hear what your answer is. I have a couple questions. Well, one's a statement. Didn't the Russians, when they tried to go to the moon or something there, their astronauts burn up in space because of the Van Allen belt?
And then secondly,
I was wondering,
there were rumors that in the early days of the Russian space program that they had a couple of failures, and because they didn't announce space missions until they had completed successfully, there were radio operators in Europe who insisted that they had heard Russian orbiting spacecraft with cosmonauts on board preceding Yuri Gagarin, but they didn't make it safely back to Earth. That's where that story came from. Now, the Van Allen belts are an intense area of radiation discovered by Van Allen, obviously. And for everybody to go through that, to go to the moon or the outer solar system, it's just, you know, it's a risk you take. It's like taking a couple of chest x-rays. And it's like when you fly on a passenger jet, because when you're 30,000 feet above the ground, you're actually getting more radiation from space than you would standing on the ground. And it's just a risk you accept to be able to take that trip. And the same was true of the astronauts who went to the moon, even though there's been a study. And as a matter of fact, I'm posting that story right now, where a lot of the astronauts suffered cancers and heart problems because of that exposure to radiation. And radiation on the moon's surface is apparently 200 times what it is here on Earth, because they lack the atmosphere to protect them, the magnetosphere like we have here. So space travel is hazardous. But if you're going to go on out there, it's a risk that you take. Prior to the Challenger disaster, there had been burn-throughs on the SRBs that had concerned the astronauts, but they continued flying because it was a risk they were willing to take to get into space.
Okay. Well, did I hear you right a little bit ago when you said that did you say the Chinese have been to the backside of the moon and actually growed corn?
Yeah, they have a lander on the backside of the moon, and they have a second satellite that relays data and information from their little lander back to China. And the reason for having the lander on the backside is that astronomers have determined that there are significant differences in the regolith from the backside to the front side, and they think it may have something to do with how the moon was formed originally.
So what about the for the sunlight to grow the corn?
Well, I think
the dark side of the moon or something.
Well, it's only dark half of the month. And in this case, the Chinese lander had sort of its own little dome to grow things in, because they had to have atmosphere and light and water and all kinds of things that you normally don't find on the moon. But like I said, they grew crops on the moon, and technically it means they've colonized the moon.
Huh. All righty. Well, I guess you have pretty significant evidence of that or something other than, I mean, I'm sure it's just you're going by what they told you, but I never heard anything like that before. That's amazing to me.
Well, if you've been following, the technical news reporting, I mean, China's not shy about talking about what they're doing. And, there's a lot of spacecraft around the moon these days here. And it's becoming a very, very busy place, which I think is a very, very good thing. Except for the part about building military bases on it.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, Michael. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Nick in Florida. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, man, I've been listening to you for a long time. I know you've read some Stendhal, that one book, The Red and the Black, or The Black and the Red, I think it was. There's a line in there that said, there's a moment that creates Napoleons, you know. And I just wanted to say that back in 89, I was attacked and felonized by the Martin County USA Sheriff's Department for nothing. And there's still no property damage or life and limb damage or anything, you know, but they wanted to take away all my rights and stuff. So it's pretty cold-blooded what they've been doing. And it goes back to the nihilism thing that Layla brought up.
Yes.
And, yeah, you know, it's hand-in-hand with Marxism and stuff, you know. And it reminds me of Joe Biden the other night in the debates with his, here's the deal, here's the deal, oh, shut up, here's the deal. You know, it reminds me of these, you know, jackbooted thugs that we've been having keeping law and order here in America for a while now. I don't think that's going to fly forever. So wanted to throw that out there. It's not too hard to find out who's behind us. If you go do a quick Google search for dual citizens, running the government, and you'll see it all right there. Dual citizens, Israel, USA, Israel, USA, Israel, USA. So, I mean, they got a lot of balls to pull this off on our generation. You know? As far as the blacks go, they've been such a wonderful gift to our country, you know, with the music and everything. God bless them, you know. And the only reason they really got hurt, in my opinion, in modern times, it was under Johnson with his Great Society.
And, yes.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, but and, on the know, other hand, you know, Johnson passed the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah. Well, the cities were burning. There's yes. no doubt about that. You know, we have to look into the manipulation of that. But then it's the way that it was dealt with. Like, it's my understanding the Black Panthers were bringing breakfasts and lunches to the poor kids in town, right?
That's how they started. They provided breakfast to the poor kids, and they wanted local control of the school curriculum. And then the FBI infiltrated them and turned them into this militant group. And they had all this propaganda out there, like the Black Panther coloring book, which was produced by the FBI and had nothing to do with the Black Panthers. But it definitely caused white America to stop listening.
Okay. So divide and conquer kind of thing?
Yeah, well, very much so.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Well, here's a little thing on the side here real quick. The cop pulls over a young couple at the side of the road one night, and the guy rolls down the windows, and it's Anthony Weiner. He's got a young lady in the seat next to him, and he's whittling on a piece of wood, and she's doing some knitting, you know. And he says, well, how old are you, sir? He says, 35. And he says, well, how old's the young lady? And he says, well, it should be 18 in 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay.
That's not funny. Okay.
That's your joke for the day.
That's the joke for the day, yeah. That was a joke, people. In quotes. Like, for a young person getting into coding and computers and stuff, what would be one of the, you know, best choices to get into? It would be PHP or Python or, I mean, for a real novice beginner.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. If you want to develop dynamic websites, then PHP is a must. MySQL and obviously HTML, you know, to connect it all together. And knowing how the Apache server works would probably work. If you want to do programming for industry or science and technology, believe it or not, the original vanilla C programming language is still number one.
Vanilla feed?
You know, Kernighan and Ritchie C.
Okay. Kernighan and C, right?
Kernighan and Ritchie. They developed the original C language, and it spun off to C++ and C# and the rest of it, which are out there but not as popular as plain old vanilla C, which is still my language of choice.
I see. Okay, Michael, that's why I'm asking you, buddy. All right, man, well, God bless everybody, and God bless America. Send your money into RBN. See you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Welcome back to the show. I guess we had some kind of a gremlin take your phone line out. And what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, real quickly, I got to get going in a minute, but I just want to say, like I said, Eddie Van Halen was a great guitarist, really sad loss in the rock and roll world. And you know, it's funny, they came out today with Stairway to Heaven, that Led Zeppelin won that copyright for Stairway to Heaven and an Eddie pass.
Yes.
That's pretty heavy on a lot of guys like me, because I used to love the BH and all that, you know. But, yeah, getting back to what I want to talk about now is Dave gave me a name. He called me I like the first name I have. I'm an AK-47. Now I'm a what do you call me, a Thompson machine gun. But I want to tell
Tommy
Depth Charge
Tom.
Dave. Yeah, he's Depth
okay.
Charge. We're going to start him calling. I like calling him Depth Charge Dave.
Okay. I think I'd like to tamp down this nicknames and pejoratives
other. It's in a good way. I'm not trying to be harmful. I can call him a Claymore mine or whatever. I'm not, you know, it's just in a fun way. I'm not trying to be sarcastic about it. But yeah, Mike, what I was wanting to tell him is, you know, he's bashing on Trump, but you know, he's in a blue state. I mean, they're ballistic in these blue states. I mean, I wish Dave would call in about Dick Blumenthal, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, yeah, we got Trump, but, you know, let's talk about some of these New England politicians that come out of New England. Schmucky Schumer and, you got some real winners, AOC. I mean, look where these people are coming out of these states. So, you know, it's one thing to bash Trump because he is a president, but these politicians we got, these people vote for in these New England states is unbelievable. It's terrifying if you think about it. And, you know, Mike, I know what's going to end up happening with this election. You're going to steal the election like you've been saying for months with the mail-in ballot. There's no question about it.
Yep.
Even here in Florida. My brother said in Ocala, they had people triple voting. I mean, they caught people up there, like seven people triple voting. You don't hear that on the media, do you, Mike?
No, you don't. The media is still trying to sell the idea that the elections are fair, honest, and transparent. And, you know, every time there's an election and we catch lots of fraud going on, they'll come out and say, well, yes, there was fraud, but it doesn't change the final outcome, which is a totally unsupportable statement because they can't know that all the fraud has been found.
Yes, that's right, Mike. And, you know, and speaking of North New England states, look at this Dick Blumenthal lying to everybody who's a Vietnam War hero. The guy never was in Vietnam and he's never stepped foot in Vietnam and they still elect this guy. Now, one more thing, Mike, and I'll let you go because I know you got another caller maybe real quick. You know these masks? I don't know why Trump is not wearing these plastic face shields, because now they're saying here in South Florida, they're figuring out that the coronavirus is such a bad thing, it's coming through the eyeballs. So I think Trump should have one of those flip-down facial shields. The mask ain't doing nothing, Mike. The masks are not helping. That's for your caller in Jersey. I can see if they wore a face shield to cover your eyes, your nose, and your mouth.
That's a very, very good point, you know, for Trump. You know, our local supermarket is starting to sell those transparent face shields.
I called all day, Mike.
I'm not sure that they're very good. Yeah.
Mike, I called Washington all day. I called the White House, and I left a message that they need to put the face shield on, because the face shields, you can still see the face. You can still see the person speaking. You can still see the whole facial features of a person. With the mask, it's like you're like a bandito. You look like a bandit, like you're going to rob a bank. No, Trump should have face shields. All these people should have face shields with some kind of, I don't know if they put a windshield wiper or some kind of insecticide to kill the germ. I don't know what to tell you. But just put at least a face shield on. They haven't done that, I understand. And they have these new ones that you can flip them up. And that's what Trump should be wearing right now. A face shield, because they already said it's coming through the eyes. And as far as one more thing, Mike, I want to know all these guys that are bashing Trump. Why one of these guys, and one of our caller from Boston, why doesn't he start calling out the Chinese for bringing this Wuhan virus here? Because I don't believe the United States made this virus to kill their own people. And I don't think Donald Trump would ever do that, because he had the greatest economies those countries had in 50 years. Why would he want to sabotage his own economy with a virus that he was not created in the United States, it was created in Wuhan, China? And matter of fact, there's going to be a lady on Tucker tonight saying this virus was to cut their population down in China because they have 1.4 billion over there, Mike. Who's kidding who?
Yes.
They're way overpopulated in India and China. They have 100 million more men and women. So that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a great day. Thank you for taking my call. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you very much.
I know he's a great guitarist.
Yes, he was. And we're going to switch over to W in Texas. And W, I may have to take you through the last commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay. Two quick questions. One, what do you think about mining on the moon? I think it's a bad idea personally, but I want to know your opinion, because I would think that, you know, mining would, you know, how the moon affects things on the earth like tides and even people. I'm just wondering, what do you think about mining on the moon? I don't think
they're going to mine enough on the moon to seriously disrupt the tides. The question is, what can we find there? And of course, that's one of the things that a permanent base on the moon would be able to look for, is go on out and do some old-fashioned prospecting.
Okay, I was just thinking like the type of things I see like in West Virginia, when they're doing the mountaintop removal, that type of thing would have an issue, but I don't know. But my real question was, my real comment was the whole thing with Trump and the recovery, the fact that he didn't use hydroxychloroquine is really slap in the face to America's frontline doctors, because they actually spoke with Pence. And even the lady, her name is Simone Gold, she's the leader, she even, like, tweeted, she said that Trump retweeted her tweet regarding, you know, hydroxychloroquine. So it's a real slap in the face. And the other thing about that is that remdesivir, these drugs that he's touting as coming from God, they cost $3,000, when hydroxychloroquine protocol is like $20. Like, it doesn't make sense. So the public can't get a
$3,000. Like I said, follow the money. Follow the money. Okay, W, I got to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after this commercial break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Pardon me, last segment of our program today. We're talking with W in Texas, and we're talking about Trump. So, W, just sort of pick up where you left off.
All right, I'm going to try to be as succinct as possible. Mike, at the end of the day, this is literally, we're literally on the cusp of a digital high-tech tyranny. You know this, I know this, a lot of people know this. And the reason for this is because these vaccines, this warp speed vaccine that they're pushing, vaccines take 10 to 8 years typically to be implemented. They're talking about a warp speed, which is an oxymoron, Mike. A year to make a vaccine with no animal testing or safety trials. And on top of that, the vaccine...
Well, that's what they do with the flu vaccine. They make a new flu vaccine every year.
Well, but this is a brand new type of virus, though, Mike. But not only that, the things that they're adding into these vaccines, like the Moderna that has the genetically modifying element to it, or they're talking about adding other things that we don't need into our body. So ultimately, the reason why they can push these vaccines like this is because it says in the law or the regulation that if there is no type of treatment, available treatment, then they can push these vaccines out. And that's why they are discrediting hydroxychloroquine and that whole protocol, is because they're trying to make it seem like there's no hope. That's why the people think there's no hope and that we have to get on ventilators and all this other stuff, because they have to discredit a treatment. And I'm
Trump just got that all down. I mean, everybody's looking at Trump back at work after just 4 days, and they're saying this COVID-19 is, you know, not that big of a scary deal that it was made out to be.
That's true, but at the same time, he's pushing $3,000 medicine that we don't need, and it's experimental and all this type. And actually, the other thing about remdesivir, Mike, it's actually for late stage. It's not for early stage patients. Hydroxychloroquine is designed for early stage patients, and they keep messing around and trying to trick the people into thinking nothing exists. And I'm going to end with this. Dale Bigtree, if you go to thehighwire.com, he had a constitutional rally in Austin, Texas. And at the very end, he had America's frontline doctors, Simone Gold, Stella Emanuel, Dr. Urso, Tim Reed. He had them at the end, again, just clarifying to the folks, it works. It's not that complicated, Mike. And it's just crazy. People don't get it, and they're just being fooled. And it's crazy, man. We're going into a high-tech tyranny. If people don't understand, I don't know what else to say, man. That's it. Thank you.
Well, I keep thinking back to 1976 and the swine flu outbreak and the mandatory vaccination campaign, and they had to call it off after it was about one quarter through, when they discovered the vaccine was killing 50 times as many people as the flu itself. And so that's an object lesson we all need to keep in mind, which is why I'm certainly not going to be the first in line to get any new vaccine that's coming down the path here. I want to wait and see what it does to other people first. Okay.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Let me end with this, Mike. Look, Fauci, it took him 6 months to mention boosting our immune systems, Mike. We had people in the alternative media talking about quinine, vitamin C, vitamin D3 back in March or February, but it took this official person with all this experience to tell the public to boost your immune system, Mike. It doesn't make sense. Thank you.
No, it doesn't. All right, W, I got to let you go. We got to basically end the show and get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to spread the word of RBN, spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Hopefully we'll get our YouTube fixed tomorrow. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.